Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
The government. Actually, we, the Federal Marshals Service, which is not really we, but them, have lost track of two suspected terrorists that had been given cover in the Federal Witness Protection Program. Now, that's a problem. That is a super problem for the Marshals Service. According to a general Inspector General report that was released yesterday, I'm going to quote, the service was unable to locate two former WITSEC. Oh, they always have to have an acronym, don't they? WITSEC. W-I-T-S-E-C. Witness Security Program participants identified as known or suspected terrorists. Now, that one gets kind of interesting, because who are these two? Well, we're not going to get their names, and we're certainly not going to know what car wash they're currently working at after being set up by the government. But after investigating, the service, I'm going to quote, concluded that one individual was a known terrorist and the other individual was believed to be residing outside of the U.S. Okay, I don't understand how one thing has to do with the other. One was a known terrorist, and the other one is outside the country. A terrorist, not a terrorist, I don't know. From what I understand, one was an out-and-out terrorist, the other one sort of new terrorist, was dating a terrorist, so to speak. And I guess by osmosis had a little bit of terrorism in him or her. And a Justice Department official responding to the report, the CNN went and asked this human being, was told that the two witnesses had left the witness programs years ago and had been accounted for. We were talking about this earlier on in the show, and that is that there are people who leave the witness program voluntarily. I think it was Jimmy the Weasel Fratiani left, and I didn't, and he's still alive. Figure that one out. The mafia hasn't rubbed him out yet. How does the mafia not rub out someone who's put 40 of them in jail? Man, I don't get that. You ever seen Casino? You know, I mean, the guys, he goes swimming, and a guy swims under him and shivs him up the back. And, whoa, they're able to do that? But they can't do anything about Jimmy the Weasel? Which were the other ones? Frankie the Knuckles?
Jimmy the Chin.
Jimmy the Chin? So, Representative Bob Goodlatte, or Goodlot, Republican, well, of course, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said this is gross mismanagement, pure and simple. Yeah, probably so. And then my question is, how many witnesses, are in the program over how many years of this, and how many have they lost track of? And, then we talk about, this is gross mismanagement, or about this incident. And I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. And I've said this more and more and more, is at what point are screw-ups, or how many screw-ups is a federal agency allowed to make before it is labeled a mismanaged, god-awful, should-be-dismantled agency? And I don't know the answer to that. Now, the report found that agencies in the department did not properly share the new identities of some people in the witness program, and which meant that those new names were not updated on the no-fly list. Now, here is another question that I have. Excuse me. And that is, if someone's in the witness protection program, is there a national security issue of making sure they're on the no-fly list? And I don't know the connection here. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But in this case, there was a breakdown in communication between the U.S. Marshals Service and program officials. We're talking about the witness program, allowing those two suspected terrorists to become accounted for, except the marshal saying the reason we don't account for them is they left years ago. All right. So I don't know. Does that spin? Is that another Obama administration spin, as opposed to saying, hey, there's another one we screwed up? You know, I have no idea why The administration spokespeople don't stand up and have a flow chart and say, here's our witness protection program over the last 25 years. Here's how many thousands of people we put through this program. And by the way, we're talking about scummy people. We're not talking about normal, wonderful human beings. These are murderers that have turned and gotten other murderers nailed. These are terrorists, and we lost two of them. You ever lost your keys? Huh? Now, according to the report, their whereabouts slipped through the cracks after the service officials charged with providing the program officials the suspected terrorists' new identities failed to share the information with the National Terrorist Screening Center, and maybe they didn't talk to each other, and they have to figure that out. And that helps compile the nation's no-fly list. And I'm going to make the argument that this could actually be the best thing, because if two of these terrorists are gone, and incidentally aren't particularly dangerous, and we don't know if they're going to join terrorist organization. My guess is not, and I'll tell you why. Because if they join a terrorist organization that they had been involved with, I would think that the leader of the terrorist organization, you know, the imperial wizard or the grand vizier or whatever the hell they call leaders of the terrorist organization, would look and go, excuse me, aren't you the guy that ratted on us? Am I missing something here? Oh, come on back. We'd love to have you back. So how much of a danger literally is there? And I'm being serious about this. The program was created in 1971, the Witness Security Program. And it's expanded. It usually was all organized crime affiliates. It all had to do with racketeering and organized crimes and the prostitution and, you know, what racketeers do. You know, the bad guys, the mafia guys. It was expanded, though, in recent years to admit individuals known or suspected by the government to be involved in terrorism. And that's another one, defining the word terrorism. And I'll tell you who has the most difficult time defining terrorism. Oh, I don't know. Maybe the administration wouldn't know a terrorist if it bit him in the So now, is the program being corrected? Oh, yeah. They're saying, oh, yeah. So can't wait to see the hearings on this one and how long they're going to last, because, of course, Congress doesn't have much else to do.